With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A guy who went through more than a few training camps, and I can't wait to get his thoughts on him. Joining us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, he's former Browns offensive lineman John Greco from the Browns Radio Network. Hi, John.
Guys, how we doing? Happy Thursday. It's been a while.
It has been a while.
Yeah. That's good.
And we're gearing up for another training camp, which is exciting. So hopefully our talks are more frequent. But I'm excited. It's right around the corner.
All right. So as an NFL player, and you know in just a matter of days, John, you report for work. And you basically don't unreport for work until January. And if all goes well, February. What are you doing right now?
There's a lot of mixed emotions, and you're excited, obviously, because you've been working so hard, you know, this off season, and there's a lot of anticipation. But you know, at the same time, you kind of have the nerves and a lot of the uncertainty, and you realize, you know, how challenging and difficult training camp is. And you just want to get it done. You want it to just be there and get it over with so you can start playing the games and having the real fun. For me, it was always like after the 4th of July, it just seemed like time flies. And it's like before you know it, it's report date. And I think, guys, the worst time is like the week leading up to report date because you're just staring at that calendar. You're like, it's just one day closer. And at some point you're like, let's just get it here and get it over with. You go through all the meetings and all of the, you know, compliance things through the NFL and the things that you're kind of forced to hear in those first night or two of meetings. And you just wanted to get there and get into the rhythm and get into that routine because that just means it's one step closer to playing actual games and having fun.
When you walk into a camp like this, knowing that almost all the spots are filled, especially on offense, I mean, there's very little wiggle room. How much of an advantage is that, just to be able to propel you into the season in a situation like – John, I don't even know if you were ever in a situation like this before, especially with an offensive line that seems pretty locked and loaded.
Yeah, and I think there's a comfort level, there's a confidence that they have going in, but I think there's some added pressure with that being said, because, you know, there's a lot of expectations for this team this year, and in particular this offense. You know, people like us, we don't want to see a drop off, we're expecting it to be a well-oiled machine come week one. So I think, you know, there's some pressure. You're in there and, you know, you're trying to get through these practices and you're trying to have them be productive and avoid injuries. You're trying to get a lot out of them, you know, really to get everyone up to speed. That way there's no hesitation. There's no excuses being made early in the season. Like, well, I wish we could have done more. I wish we could have been better prepared. So it's a fine line of, you know, working the guys hard, but also keeping them fresh for when the games, you know, count, you know, especially with the challenging week one that the Browns are going to face.
John Greco is joining us, former Browns offensive lineman. You want, you mentioned well-oiled machine with the offense, John, yet you want more productivity. How do you take that continuity with most everybody coming back? How do you fine-tune it to make it a better unit?
Well, I think the leadership on the team is just going to, you know, really the guys that I know that are the quote-unquote leaders on this team, they lead by example. They're not going to be guys that you're going to see, you know, they're going to have rest days, and they should have that because, you know, the team needs them to be fresh. But you're going to see guys that are out there practicing hard and competing. And now, you know, everybody knows, there's no secret, that the defense was addressed in the offseason and they improved. And I think they're going to have a chip on their shoulder, and they're going to be want to be the reason why everyone's talking about this team's success. So I think there's going to be a lot of competition in camp between the offense and defense. It's going to make the team that much better because it's going to be physical. There's going to be a lot of trash talking, and that's going to only increase the competitive nature of these practices. The coaches are going to be happy because they love that. And, you know, iron sharpens iron. So when you're having two units that are practicing hard against one another day in and day out, it's only going to make this team that much better. So it's exciting to see that, but I think that's where it is. You know, the offense is going to do well one day, the defense is going to win one day, and it's only going to make the team that much better.
Hey, John, when we hear stories about contracts, I mean, let's face it, when you're a good team, the way the Browns are, there hasn't been a whole lot of drama in the offseason, which has been totally refreshing. I don't know if it's great for talk radio, but it is refreshing, I think, as a Browns fan, which I think is more important than that. So my point, though, is – when there are guys that have contract stuff going on around them, especially your quarterback or your running backs in their future, or, you know, your defensive back that you picked in the first round, like Denzel Ward, do those contract talks, do they worm their way into the locker room? Are guys, no one's really talking about that stuff, are they? Or no one's, can they really be a distraction when you're at training camp? Because I think guys have more things to worry about than somebody else's contract.
You know, I think the only time it becomes a distraction is if a guy's holding out, because then, you know, it's business, and everyone knows that. You're in it ultimately to win games and set yourself up financially. Obviously, there's other reasons why guys play, but from the business side of it, that's it. So everyone understands that when you sign that contract, when you've entered the NFL, you are aware of that. You understand that guys are trying to put food on the table and set themselves up. So, you know, I never faulted a guy for trying to get extra dollars, extra guaranteed money for a contract. And I don't think it creates distractions when you're out there. If the guy's practicing hard and you know that there's negotiations behind the scenes in the building, as long as the guy's out there showing up on time, going to meetings, being a leader, you know, speaking out, you know, stepping up and competing at practice and working hard, you know, I can't fault anybody for doing that. And when they're handling their business outside of, you know, work hours, or they're doing it behind the scenes, that's up to them, and I respect that. But, you know, when a guy's holding out, there's also a time and place for that too, because I understand that's part of the business as well. So I think that's really the only time it becomes a distraction. Now, you know, maybe what you're talking about is if a guy, a high-priced you know, big part of the defense or offense, everybody knows that, you know, it's like, when are they going to get paid? Is it happening before camp, during training camp, after the season, what's going on? You know, that's kind of a personal thing. Everybody's aware of it. Everybody knows it, but I don't think that creeps in and creates distractions in the locker room at all.
And just a general rule, just no one wants to hear you. I'm saying this from a team aspect. No one wants to hear about you talking about your money to the media, and they don't want to have to talk about, right? Like, no one wants to hear about money, right? When you're talking about trying to win, and they don't want to hear you talking about somebody else's money, correct?
They definitely don't want to hear you talking about somebody else's money. But I think you're right, and it comes up. I mean, that's your job, that's sports talk job, that's our job in the media to ask those questions. And it's just all about how the athlete, you know, handles it and responds. And my thing, the way I was taught and the way I always kind of conducted business was, hey, that'll sort itself out. Right now, I'm here. I'm trying to help this team to win games. And I think at the end of the day, if you're doing that and working hard and putting the time and effort in, the people that, you know, have that power and are in those negotiating rooms, they see that, and that's only going to help your cause and create and increase your value.
John Greco joining us. John, of course, played offensive line in the National Football League with the Rams, the Browns, and the Giants. John, we're going to talk about the Browns offensive line coming up in just a little bit in our positional breakdowns. How does a unit that got a lot of credit last year for being pretty good and in rankings and everything else right at the top of the heap, whether it be run blocking, pass protection, whatever, how does a unit like that get better? Where does that improvement come from?
Well, I think the improvement comes from, you know, you talk about having a rookie left tackle, so he's going to get better. You generally make your biggest jump leaving your first year, entering your second year. So naturally, Jed should get better because he had such a, you know, successful rookie campaign. So I would think he's going to get better because he's seen things now over and over and knows how to react. The other guys are just going to be, you know, consistent. You're going to see consistent play out of the other four guys, and, you know, they know how to go into a season 1 year older, how they can get better, how they can take care of themselves. They're seeing things and hearing things in this offense for, you know, for the second, third time now. So things that maybe they were unsure of in the past, now that they're running this offense, obviously for second, third time, it's going to be more clear, more natural to them. They're building that chemistry from last year. So you're working with a guy that was next to you, and you hope everybody stays healthy, but they're just continuing to build that continuity, that chemistry together. And I think that's where you're going to see the play, where now it's something they had to communicate last year. Maybe they don't this year. It just naturally happens. They trust. They have that trust level with the guy next to them, and it's going to make that unit that much better.
John, how much of a surprise was Wyatt Teller to you last year? And Jeff and I have had this conversation before, and no offense, but I think it's hard for the average fan to notice when an offensive lineman is doing an unbelievable job, unless it's a pancake. And, you know, his impact on that offensive line was amazing. It kind of took Pro Football Focus for the numbers and the stats that they were talking about for all of us to notice it. But how impressed were you with him last year? And, I mean, yeah, how impressed were you with him last year? That's the best way to put it.
You know, I was very impressed. And I think why he kind of jumped off the charts and shocked everyone was because, you know, those other three guys, and when I say those other three guys, I talk about Jack and Joel and J.C. Treader. You know, what you see is what you get with those guys. And I talk about consistency. Those three players, you know you're going to get solid quality top third in their position, top five to seven play at their position every year. So you know that. So it's like they're not going to shock you. It's just like, you know, we talk about, like, we always used to talk about Marshall Yanda, who used to play for the Ravens. Like, that guy, you'd watch him on tape, and he was so good, you would just forget about him. And you got bored of talking about how good he was. I think that's where those three guys are. So when you talk about Wyatt Teller, he's a guy that, you know, when he came here, I remember we talked about he had a chip on his shoulder. He was, you know, there were people that were labeling him as soft, and I remember we were talking about it. And I think he played with a chip on his shoulder all last season. And, I mean, I think he made a lot of people eat their words because I did not see any soft play. And there's areas that obviously he can improve on, and I maybe he'd be the first to admit that, maybe not. But, you know, there's things that he certainly does exceptionally well. He plays hard. He plays, you know, relentless. He finishes blocks. He's violent. He's powerful. And, you know, I think just from what I've seen, his pass blocking got a lot better and it improved. So he's a player that, you know, maybe heard that, you know, criticism and improved his game. So it was exciting to see that. And he was a key part of that offense's success last year.
John, what are you expecting this year out of this football team?
You know, my expectations are high, and I'll tell you why. They have the talent. They have the supporting cast. I don't want to say deep because it's tough to say that with backups, but when I say deep, I want to say like spread out. They have talent all over the field, and when you try to find a weakness on the team, you know, we'll talk about the offense. I mean, I can't name a weakness on the offense. and the defense has improved, and we'll know a lot more about them once the games start playing, and you know, you see them play a few games. Obviously, what I'm expecting is them to compete for the division and hopefully try to get a home game, but a home playoff game. But I expect to see them in the playoffs and kind of pick up from where they left off. I think they thought that they should have beat the Chiefs in the playoffs, and you know, we could talk about that call that was made and this and that, but my expectations would be kind of what you saw last year, a team that comes out and handles business. And there were some games that they lost last year that I think they were like, man, we should have been on the other side of that. So hopefully, you know, they do come out on the right side of things this coming season, but I would expect to see them right where they left off last season.
John, looking forward to it. And looking forward to talking to you on a much more regular basis. Thanks, buddy.
Same here, guys. Sure. Always great catching up.
We'll talk to
John
you soon.
John Greco, former Browns lineman, Browns Radio Network, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.